Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn steady, March wheat down 3 cents, and March beans steady. Currently, we've got the dollar down 5 ticks, but only about, they made a new contract high here this morning, turned a little bit lower, but I don't think it means much. The Dow looks to open up another 138 higher. Crude oil up a dollar a barrel. Obviously, we've got the report today. Most people think the carryouts are going to be a little bit bullish. The USDA says they're going to adjust the numbers a little bit because of phase one. But since they don't have the phase one numbers, they're not going to really make that much of an adjustment. But whatever adjustment they make should be a little bit friendly. And I think with everything else that's going on, the carryouts should be lower anyway. So that could give us a little boost. Offsetting that, I think it's kind of going to be a battle between the lower carryouts and higher world production numbers. Brazil is going to have big crops. Argentina is going to have big crops. And that'll cause these markets to think twice about extending much of a rally for the time being. Unless there's a major surprise on the report where they really cut carryout significantly. Weather around the world looks pretty good. Our southeast is pretty well drenched. It might delay some corn plantings in the south, but I don't think it'll be a major issue. The coronavirus is certainly front page on everybody's news. They've reached 1,000 deaths. It seems to be fairly well contained in the Chinese areas, and they seem to have done a pretty good job of coordinating all their efforts to contain the disease. But where they've got it, it's certainly significant. But again, I look at the stock market up another 100 points here and either right at historic highs or very close to them. If everything is shutting down in China, all the manufacturing plants and everything is so bad there, why is the stock market, you know, so high here? So the stock market doesn't think it's really going to be a major impact on world economies. So I think you got to respect that a little bit. As far as the grains go, they're talking the Chinese might need less bean meal. Less bean oil. But again, I think it's, you know, part of the usual nonsense we hear during these kind of things. So ultimately, you know, when the Chinese get this out of under control, people are going to go back and eat, and there's going to be strong demand. There's apparently strong demand for food now. So, you know, hopefully I'm looking at the Chinese pretty soon by Friday or the weekend, looking to buy beans and corn, maybe some wheat. So I look to buy a good break, probably willing to sell a good rally here today and see what happens. I still think it's pretty much a trading affair for the time being, unless these numbers really change. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.